Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. A very interesting discussion emerges from today's Daf Ayin Mabez and Maseches Irvin. There's a Mishnah Berurah at the end of Hilchos Tainis in Simen Tav Kuf Samech Ches, where the Mishnah Berurah records at the end of Siv Katan Mem Vav from the Shulah Kaddush. The Shulah Kaddush writes, Tov Lehisanos Yom Shemes Bo Rabbo Muvak, that it's a good practice for one to fast on the Yartide of his Rebbe Muvak, Ki Chai Bechvoda Yoser, because one needs to show greater honor to his Rebbe than to his father. We see this in the end of Maseches Horyos. The Mishnah tells us that if a Rebbe is drowning and a father is drowning, one needs to save the Rebbe before saving the father, because although the father brings one to Olam Hazeh, the Rebbe brings one to Olam Haba. So just like we find that we have to honor Rebbe more by that halacha, so too by Tainis. If one fasts on the yahrzeit of his father, he should also fast on the yahrzeit of his Rebbe. Now, the Eli Rabba argues on the Mishnah Berurah, he argues on the Shulah Kaddush, and he writes, that's not true. The essence of a tainus, the essence of a fast and a yartzeit, is not about showing honor. It's not a din and kavod. Rather, it's because if you're in the same mazel, one child and father are in the same mazel, they're very much connected based on the Gemara in Erev in the top of Ayin and Beis. The Gemara is talking about a yoresh, a child being mevat reshus. The Gemara invokes a phrase that a yoresh is kara de avua. The Yorish is considered the leg of the father. The son's a body part of the father. They're one and the same. So the Yartzeit of a father is a mazel raf of the father, and that extends itself to any of his offspring, the child as well. That's why one fasts, because he's dangerous. It's a serious day. It's like a tissue ball for him. That's why he has to fast, because he's in danger, not because you're showing respect to the nifter. But clearly, the Shulah and the Mishnah Berurah argue and think the essence of a Yartzeit is not about the danger it poses to the child, rather it's about showing respect. It would be inappropriate to go to a wedding to dance, to have a simcha, when one is in a level of avelus, on a yartzeit of a father, and so too, by extension, to Rebbe. Well, one could still say, even if you assume, like the Eli Rabba, that the essence, the idea behind the fasting of a yartzeit is because it's dangerous, because the connection of the child and father, I think one could easily extend this to the Rebbe and Talmud relationship as well. Although physically they're not connected, although the Rebbe didn't give birth, did not conceive the student, we know based on many sources that Talmidim are considered kibbonim, they're considered children. We have that by the Bnei Aaron, we're considered the Bnei Moshe as well because he taught them. So spiritually, they're very much connected. So since the fast is an element of the spiritual connection, even though physically they're not connected, it wouldn't be so crazy to say that there's that same mazel rav that applies to a Talmud of a Rebbe as well. And I think there are a number of sources that prove that point, but not for now. But either way, we see that there is an interesting discussion. It doesn't hurt, even for the Eli Rabba, to fast on the yahrzeit. But for the Mishnah Berurah, it's highly recommended.